This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. For those who are still lamenting the fact that the HBO series Sex and the City went off the air in 2004, and that there are no more movie sequels in the works, they will be delighted to discover that the four well-dressed heroines of the series, Carrie, Charlotte, Miranda, and Samantha, have resurfaced in Albuquerque. They're back in slightly altered form in Sex and the Burke, the new show from Albuquerque's comic drag troupe, The Dolls. And with us this morning is the director and one of the actors in the show, Brad Howard. Brad, good morning.
Hey, Spencer. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you back here.
Thank you so much.
The Dolls have paid tribute to all sorts of great ladies of the screen, big screen and TV screen. What makes the ladies of Sex and the City so appealing to you guys?
Well, they're such distinct characters. I think that all of us saw parts of ourselves in those characters, especially I relate to Carrie a lot. That's who I'm playing in the show, Carrie Bradshaw. And also in drag, I look like Sarah Jessica Parker because I have her nose. But you know, they're such distinct characters, and they're so fun to play. You have your man-eating Samantha, your shy and timid Charlotte, your controlling, ball-busting Miranda, and then there's Carrie, who's just really looking for love. So I think they're just fun to spoof and play. You know?
And of course, they have a great fashion sense.
Oh, yes. The costumes in this show are awesome. They're quite beautiful. So,
and would you say, Brad, that this is an affectionate look at the show?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We all have a fondness for the show, which is why we wanted to do it. This is our homage to Sex in the City. Definitely.
Homage rather than a satire.
Oh, definitely. The thing about Sex and City, it was so quick-witted, and the girls were all very intelligent. They were all very well-read. And then, so in this show, we did the same thing. It's very, you just have to know New Mexico, basically, to get this show. Our New Mexico-isms that we have sprinkled all throughout the show. Like Miranda works at Ron Bell and Associates. and Carrie has a column in the IQ. You know, Mr. Big has become Mr. Grande in our show, and just little things like that. So it's a lot of fun.
So in the same way that Sex and the City was very New York-based, Sex and the Burke is very Albuquerque-based.
Very. That was the whole point, was to give an homage to Sex and the City and to Albuquerque, our hometown that has been with us for 15 years, sponsored us. Everyone has supported the Dolls. So it's really a love letter to both.
That's terrific. Did you find yourself watching the show in advance of performing?
Oh, yeah. We all sat down and watched the show just so we could get kind of their mannerisms, their vocal quality, and that kind of thing. So we're attempting it, but it's still our twist. This isn't a direct impersonation, but we wanted it to be somewhat recognizable to people who know the show.
The Dolls have always presented a show during ABQ Pride for the Albuquerque gay community. I think there are a lot of people who probably think the Dolls is for the gay community.
We get little old ladies in the audience who love our shows. I think that people just come because it's a sense of joy, and they get to forget everything else. They get to just come and laugh and know that we're there just for them. And there's a lot of the thing I like about doll shows is we have a good connection with the audience. Sometimes I'll just look at an audience member and smile. And although that's very taboo in theater, in the Dolls, they expect it. And I think that's why they come. The audiences come for the connection. And I think we have probably half and half, straight and gay audience. Anyone with a sense of humor, that's what I say.
Albuquerque's drag troupe, The Dolls, channel the ladies of Sex and the City in the new original comedy, Sex and the Burke. It's on stage through this weekend at the Ox Dog Theater, 3011 Monte Vista Northeast, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 254-7716 or go to oxdog.com. Our guest has been The Dolls, Brad Howard. Thank you so much for coming in, Brad.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.